Once in the world, there was a beautiful place. It was called Kaurolia. There was great space here and beautiful weather. There was trees and nature. There was multiples of flowers with beautiful smells. There was mountains and lakes and a town within viewing distance. Always here, the birds were singing. But all was not well in this place, for there was also an energy, an entity called Mr. Blue. In every beautiful light place, there is a dark energy. And this dark energy became so powerful that he was able to reach into the nearby village and kidnap a woman. Her name was Marie, and she had a sweetheart. He was a very formal man who wore a black suit and a black hat. His name was Tim. People in the village knew him as a very friendly and happy person. He could be shy, and sometimes he could be tired from all of the work that he did. Some people said that when he became tired, he could also be a little bit stupid, but he was so thankful for his lovely relationship with Marie. When he woke up that morning that she disappeared, when he went to her house to have breakfast, he found a note pinned to her door that Mr. Blue had taken her and that she now lived in Kauravia. So he found a map in an old book and he made his way to this beautiful place. And even though he was very worried, and even though he was very anxious, he sat under a tree and he took a deep breath, smelling the beautiful flowers, taking in the air in this place, and he felt himself become more calm until he heard a voice. The voice said, "You need to find the golden bull." And when he turned around, all he could see were cows, cows everywhere. And in his village, the only noise a cow made was, but here the cows were talking. And he looked at the cows and he said, "Did you speak to me?" And then moving their lips, they said, "Yes, we did. Of course we did. All cows can talk. And you have to find the golden bull." "How will I do that?" he said. "Well, if you answer this riddle, we'll tell you where the source of the golden river is. And if you follow the golden river, you will come to the golden bull." "Tell me the question," he said. "I'm ready for the riddle." And they said, all together as one herd, "What goes over the water? What goes under the water but never gets wet?" And he scratched his head and he thought, "What goes over the water? What goes under the water and never gets wet?" And he said, "Is it air?" And they said, "Don't be silly. When air is under the water, it is wet, even though it's still air. You can get CO2 under the water, but it is still wet." Okay, he said, not happy that they were calling him stupid. "Let me think." And he thought and he thought. And he said, is it? And they said, "Is it what?" And he said, "Is it? I don't know. Something, give me a hint," he said. And they said, "We all have one, and you can see it more brilliantly in daylight." And he thought for a while and he said, "Is it a shadow?" "Yes, it is," they said. Nobody has ever gotten the answer to that question before. So he found himself at the source of the Golden River, and he followed the Golden River until he came to a bull, which was very angry. But he called out in a loud voice, "What goes over the water? What goes under the water but never gets wet?" And the bull started smiling and he said, "You've met my cows. Okay, then you can put your hand on my side." He put his hand on the side of the golden bull and immediately he was transferred to the cave that Mr. Blue had been keeping Marie in. But as he entered, he was spotted by Mr. Blue. And Mr. Blue thought he's not going to get away with this and sprinkled something over his head. As he reached to kiss his sweetheart Marie turned into a golden statue, and he cried into the air, "Oh my God, how do I ungold Marie?" The end.